the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, not letter number 3547. Baruch Hashem, this is dated Yud Gimel Sivan Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. The Rebbe addressed it to Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, but in Mordechai Sheyichya Koyen Perlov. We already learned many letters to him. This had to do with the Esrogim. They were trying to get the Esrogim. You know, an Esrog that we use for sukkahs needs to be perfectly guaranteed that it comes from a pure tree, that it wasn't grafted, that it wasn't, it must meet the special criteria, and that takes quite some time. But this Rabbi Perlov, who at the time, he lived there. Eventually, he ended up in Australia, but his son was in Australia, so towards the end, he moved to Australia. But he was over there. So the Rebbe is writing to him, responding to your letter from Motzi Chag Shavuos, after Shavuos, and as far as the Esrogim. So the Rebbe says, you should, without making a big tumult about it, you know, always, you know, keep things quiet, because there was an issue over there, I guess, you know, with Chabad, making sure that it's going to be under the supervision, that they're going to be the right way. So the Rebbe says, without making a lot of noise, somebody should go, a fitting person, to the place of that orchard where these Esrogim growing. And along with him, there should also be one who knows, you know, Italian, who knows the language of the country, because you're going to have to discuss with the owner of that orchard over there, of the Pardus. Speak with the Pardus in a way of innocent. Let him tell you innocently. Now, in Halacha, if even a non-Jew relates to you certain facts, but he relates it in an innocent way, meaning he doesn't know that it has any bearing, or it's going to make him money, or he has no reason to understand, to lie, then we can believe him. So the Rebbe says it would be best, send somebody there, have a discussion with him, how these trees were grown, to make sure that they weren't grafted, that they're pure, that they're right. And the Rebbe says even better would be to also talk with people on the side that live over there, who have no connection at all. In other words, you're not going to get the fruits from them, these Esrogim, and talk to them. But the Rebbe says, for sure, since they're neighbors, they know how the treatment in these orchards, how these Esrogim are handled, get the input from them as well. So therefore, the Rebbe said, so he's concerned, that he was concerned. So the Rebbe says, you should be able to verify that detail that he was discussing and asking the Rebbe. So that's one thing the Rebbe is advising him, how to overcome some of the worries about the authenticity of these Esrogim. In addition, the Rebbe says, it's also proper to take three Esrogim from different trees in the orchard, and to check them if they fit the signs that are brought down in the codifiers, the Achronim. They have certain tests that you can do on the Esrog to make sure it's a pure breed, that it's a real Esrog, or it's been mixed in. They check the DNA. No, I don't know. They check it out. They look on the seeds. They look at different. There is different ways to tell if it's an authentic, real Esrog grown Esrog. These signs are also brought down in Shara Koilom. Test them as well. The Rebbe is advising him how to alleviate the concern of being some issue with those esrogim, and the Rebbe tells him first of all to have an innocent discussion with the owner of the orchard, without knowing that it's just to discuss with him about things, and he will just innocently tell you. He wouldn't know that that would disqualify the orchard if he said the truth, so he had no reason to lie. There's also talk to the neighbors. They certainly have no gain in it, so they see what they say. And Rebbe actually says neighbors are usually nosy and they know what's going on in the field, how it's happening. In addition, the Rebbe says to take three esrogim from various different places in the orchard and test it according to the description in the codifiers, the Achronim, how to test to make sure that it is an authentic esrog. And the Rebbe says, do it as quickly as possible. And the Rebbe basically says there is actually a worry that some people may come and grab away. If you got a good orchard, some people will come and take. This is a good connection. Make sure to get it before somebody else beats you out on it. And then the Rebbe says, since it's logical, it doesn't make sense that this happens to be the only orchard which is not been grafted, which is not a murkov, which is not a grafted one. There must be more places like this. So the Rebbe says it's proper to check also in more places, and also to verify, as said before. And the Rebbe says, for the expenses in this matter, on a fair price, I'm going to participate as well. For the expense of sending somebody in this and that, the Rebbe says he'll be a partner in that as well. And then further, in the previous letter, they were also talking about a young man who was helping the rabbi, Rabbi Perlov, over there in Milan. In the previous letter, Rebbe to him, he talks about him. But the Rebbe says, since you don't mention anything about this young man, appears that maybe you don't hear anything from him. Because the Rebbe said, for sure, he would be able to help in this. And then the Rebbe brings down another person, maybe he's going to help him about this, Mr. dot, dot, dot. He certainly has many acquaintances in his city and in the country. And there should be some who would be agreeing to make this journey. I guess you had to go to Calabria. That's not right next door. It's a trip, I guess. And so the Rebbe says you're probably going to have people that are going to be encouraged and smart enough. You know, yeah, you need people who are sharp, or the mumulachim. You need salted people. I mean, people that know how to ask the right questions to get. So the Rebbe says, maybe ask this person. The Rebbe is suggesting to him. And the Rebbe says, in connection to this, that maybe you can also find a place to take seeds or plantings, small plantings. And Rebbe says, I don't believe that only in the month of Tevis you can do this. There must be other places, I guess, to find out from these plantings or these seeds. Rebbe wants you, while you're at it and you're making the trip, find out about some other of the details. Now, the Rebbe says, I enjoyed what you wrote, that it's already been printed, what you wrote with regards to the information about Pesach in the language in Italian. But the Rebbe says, I'm a little surprised you did not add it to your letter, so and you don't even write whether this was printed in the newspaper or as a booklet or similar. So don't have the arrest information, but for sure the Rebbe says you will send here that which has been printed as soon as possible. I thank you, the Rebbe says ahead. And the same thing is that with regards to the Shavuos festival, that you write about them, and if you printed them, the Rebbe says send them here as soon as possible. So, as far as the Esrogim goes, the Rebbe suggests to send along somebody who speaks Italian to sort of try to verify innocently from the owner of the orchard or the neighbors of the person how they work, what they do in the orchards. The Rebbe also suggests to take 3 Esrogim from the orchard to check them independently according to the established by the Achronim, by the codifiers, how to figure out if it's a authentic Esrog. And the Rebbe says, look at, while you're there, look at other orchard. And the Rebbe says, I'm not sure if that young man is over there. Maybe he could help you. Don't mention him. The Rebbe mentions somebody else. Maybe they can help you go there and travel there. The Rebbe says he will participate also in the expense. And the Rebbe asks him to send the publication that he publishes to the Rebbe over here, what he did for Pesach and also for Shavuos.